Gardaí say there was an increase of almost 30% in hate crimes and hate-related incidents reported to them in the last year. A hate incident is a crime which relates to a victim's race, ethnicity, religion, sexual orientation or gender. Almost 600 such incidents were reported to the Gardaí last year, almost 200 more than in 2021. Gardaí have described the jump as disappointing. We've been speaking to Assistant Commissioner Paula Hillman, whose remit includes the Garda National Diversity and Integration Unit. She's been explaining the figures.
The majority of hate crime reported to us last year was race, anti-race hate crime, which was the same as what we saw in 2021. So 138 of the 582 incidents reported to us were of a racial nature. The second highest category was when people were victimised because of their sexual orientation, and then after that, nationality. So that's the type of hate crime that we're seeing being reported to us.
And in many cases, and you've cited some examples, it involves verbal abuse, but sometimes physical assault as well.
Yes, when we look at, you know, a hate crime, and maybe just take a minute to explain, a hate crime is when a crime has happened and then the victim has the perception that they have been targeted because of prejudice against one of their protected characteristics, and it includes some of those that I've already outlined. So what we see in terms of the crimes that are happening, it's public order. So we see a lot of public order offences, assaults as well, minor assaults, and then criminal damage. So that's the majority of the type of offences, and then alongside that, people are being potentially racially abused. We saw that a man in his 30s was subject to some homophobic abuse and public order offences, and he was then Garda witnessed this incident, and the man has since been convicted in the district court, and people targeted because of the colour of the skin, and we're seeing those type of convictions before the court.
You say and concede that this is a crime which is underreported, and you cite examples of just that, I suppose, in a sense, a man reporting seeing another young man being verbally and racially abused. The victim, you say, did not report the incident to the Gardaí, but the perpetrator was caught and convicted on the basis of the evidence provided by the witness. How significant is an issue is underreporting by victims?
Well, I think that it is a crime that we recognise for various reasons is underreported. But again, we are doing things as well as part of work in this area to encourage that. So in 2021, we launched an online reporting mechanism that people can report just directly online, as well as going into the Garda station or phoning us in an emergency. And we have seen in the region of 251 crimes reported to us online. A piece of work we really want to focus on this year is we work with many civil society organisations and partners in this work, and we've actually developed and have approved protocols that they can report with the person's permission to us third party reporting. So we've written now to over 100 organisations that we work with, asking them would they wish to sign this protocol about they can also report, because we do see, you know, other organisations that people will go to, and if they wish, with again it's very much with the person's consent, to encourage them to report it to us, especially when a crime has happened.
Yeah, I mean, we've been hearing the Taoiseach speaking about this in recent days, talking yesterday about racial profiling by Gardaí, something that can happen, he believes, unintentionally. Assumptions can be made because of somebody's appearance. Do the Gardaí need themselves to look at, even unintentionally, members engaging in racial profiling?
Well, we were at the launch of the National Action Plan Against Racism yesterday ourselves, because we are very much, we recognise one organisation amongst many, I mean, a joined up societal approach to how we tackle racism within society. We've done a lot of work in this area. We have, in terms of a training programme for all our members, and 83% of Garda members and staff have completed that hate crime training programme. We've developed human rights training, and over 2,000 of us have completed that. And our next phase of training to be rolled out is in relation to unconscious bias. bias. You know, I would be naive of me to say that there are not individual occasions when people have reported to us that the standard in their interaction of guards is not at the level perhaps that we would have wanted. But what is important for us, and we heard some of that yesterday, is that people talk to us. We're not seeing this systemically, but we are seeing if there are individual cases, we want people to talk to us, we want to learn from it, and we want to ensure that we continue to adapt what we are doing and in terms of our response, not just to hate crime, but how we, as we have updated our policies to make, you know, recruitment more inclusive. Yesterday, and we've just launched our new recruitment. We're launching our new recruitment campaign, and you know we know we've more to do, but we want people from different backgrounds and communities to come and work with us and join us in Garda Síochána, because it is the only way that we will get the representation among the ranks and that our communities need and deserve.
And that was Assistant Garda Commissioner Paula Hillman.